is not easy to be a lover of truth in America, in the West, today. It's not easy to take stands. Because if you take a stand that implies by your stand that others should believe what you believe, you know what you will be accused of. You'll be accused of arrogance. And the Bible says that arrogance is the opposite of love in 1 Corinthians 13:4. And so, if you're arrogant, you're not loving, and you're wrecking relationships by taking these stands. That's kind of the air we breathe today. For many thoughtful people today, the only path to peaceful relationships in a pluralistic world is the path of no truth that deserves assent from everyone. Can't make a claim that the truth you hold deserves belief by everybody. The only path people can conceive of toward peaceful relationships in a pluralistic milieu is to abandon that kind of dealing in truth. If one claims that what he believes deserves assent from everyone, well, we know what they're like, and they are hurting American peacefulness. Now, the problem is, it doesn't work. It doesn't work to say the only path towards peaceful pluralism is the abandonment of truth claims that lay claim on everybody. If you abandon truth as the arbiter of which desires, which of the competing desires in the culture will win, if you say truth will not be the way we work that out, you know the only other thing that comes in to take its place is power. And the weak guy always gets the short end of the stick here. When you abandon a truth that deserves assent from everyone and make that the crusade that you're on, you don't lead to peaceful pluralism. You lead to concentration camps and gulags. If truth doesn't define right, might makes right. Those are your two alternatives in history.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from Pastor John Piper and DesiringGod.org. Please visit us at DesiringGod.org. You may also call us toll-free at 1-888-346-4700. Desiring God exists to help you make God your treasure.